KKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Yeah, balls baby. On fire. The Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag.
Yeah, it's almost time.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Almost time, kids.
Almost time for some Craig Wilson fun. You know what? Tomorrow on the show, we'll have the very first contracted appearance by Vincent the Elf.
Oh, boy.
It's that love time. Love it when Vinny comes by.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be here.
And maybe tomorrow we'll bring back the Vibrator Olympics.
Ooh, goody gumdrops.
Wow. Buzz.
Yes.
Robbie, while you load up that Craig Wilson thing, you probably won't have this on the news. On TMZ, they're saying that Marie Osmond's fainting was fakery.
That
it was scripted.
Oh.
And that they have writers.
Uh-huh. She's a liar. That's right. She goes down on one knee.
She goes down.
Marie Osmond with a real significant problem. Fakery and treachery. Is she lying? And she's a Mormon on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm Tom Bergeron, the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Why did you call him? He's off the hook now.
I mean, he's always been off the hook.
He's off the hook.
Well, I mean, you know, he doesn't have a job now. He just got his America's video show.
It's amazing that she went down and she faked the whole thing. That's right, it's well known in entertainment circles all since Donnie and Marie that Marie Osmond is a faking bitch. I'm Dancing with the Stars. Wow.
So that's out there on TMZ.
She's a bad actor, that one.
Do see if you can find Tom Bergeron tomorrow. I shall. The self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
I'm on hiatus now. I'm on hiatus enjoying myself, relaxing on a Bahamian beach with a lovely foo-foo drink with an umbrella in it. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
And then the one other thing before Craig was, I know, Kim Jong-il. Now,
yes.
Great man. Let's hear it. Give it up for him, right?
My favorite dictator.
Can't spell dictator without dick.
That's right.
I one time got fired from a radio station for making long-distance calls on the hotline. I don't know if I've ever told you that before.
To North Korea?
But it's, well, give me a chance to tell you. No, I was at the time, 1978.
Right.
I was in between jobs working part-time at a radio station in Evansville, Indiana. I think I've mentioned this on the air before. I had a buddy of mine that was working in Fort Wayne, and at WOWO. WOWO, it was long distance to dial in state, and I picked up the hotline and, like, talked to the guy for 4 hours every night during our show.
Because it was a nighttime shift, and you were bored.
Right, and they called me in after I'd worked there for 1 month, and they said, the long distance bill is $250. You're fired.
Wow. How did that relate to your salary at the time?
That was, like, I got $175 a week.
I was going to say, double your salary, phone bill.
So I think of that story when I see this. Kim Jong-il got mad at some guy, a factory boss, was executed by a firing squad in front of 150,000 people at a sports stadium. The reason he was killed, he was caught making long-distance phone calls out of the factory.
It's pretty strict. And if that was across North Korean border lines, that's probably why he got shot.
Contacting the outside world, punishable by death. And after he executed this guy in the sports stadium for making long-distance calls, just for extra fun, he had 6 people crushed to death.
Wow. He's such a great dictator.
They were crushed to death after 34 other people got injured trying to stampede while they were trying to leave. So then when the people...
Oh, so it was like a sports thing where they were like a soccer game. It wasn't that he had them, it's like he said, bring out super-duper tractor. We run over these people.
News just leaked out about a factory boss who was executed by a firing squad in front of 150,000 people at a sports stadium. The reason he was killed, making long-distance calls. Then others were injured when there was a stampede to leave the stadium.
Yeah.
At that point, 6 people were crushed to death on stage.
Oh, God. Because they wanted to get a closer look. Sure. That, to me, is justice. That's poetic justice right there.
It's been 7 years since Kim Jong-il Hughes had people killed publicly on a regular basis. This is the 4th time in the last couple of months. And he says he's going to put the next one on government-owned TV.
Ah, go to StubHub. Get great front row seat to execution.
That festival seat.
Lots of excitement there, Joe.
Jesus Christ.
Very, very exciting to see execution with 149,000 of my fellow North Korean.
And what is that? Letterman has one joke about that.
His brother.
That cracks me up every time. What is that, Robbie?
Mentally ill.
And, of course, we haven't seen that in a while because there are no writers for David Letterman right now.
Carson Daly is crossing the line.
Yeah, oh, he is. Thank God. That's the only guy that I was worried about. Thank God he's coming back to TV.
Who knew that Carson Daly even had a show on? Is his show
exactly
on after the rerun of Leno?
Yeah, 1:30 Eastern with 12:30 Central, I believe.
So it's
the
Leno,
late show.
So it's Leno at 11:30, Conan at 12:30, a repeat of Jay Leno after that, and then this guy comes on?
It depends on the market. I think he's on right after Conan.
Okay.
Did either of you watch any of Young Jay Leno last night?
I did not have the pleasure.
Oh my God. It's so bad.
Was it still 1992?
93 now. It was Christmas of 93, and he did the worst equivalent of a desk piece. It was the Christmas Gifts.
Right.
And it was just horrible.
Jay.
Here's a little of his monologue. Little
topicality.
Jay Leno, because as you know, with the writer's strike, they're rerunning old shows.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, I saw a magazine article today. I took offense with this. It said one of the stupidest gifts you can give this year is the clapper. No, see, I disagree. I think the clapper is a great gift. I have one myself. I was given one. I hooked it up to my TV. Now when a clapper commercial comes on, it turns the TV off, and I don't have to watch it.
Jay Leno, ladies and gentlemen.
Skinny Jay.
1993 Jay Leno.
His hair black as a thousand midnights.
Wearing his bad ties.
Yes. Closing arguments, the prosecutor. This is the latest claim. You hear this today, the actual claim. They claim that the cause of friction in the Menendez family is the fact that Eric is gay. Yeah, that's what a guy wants spread around right before he goes to prison, huh? Yeah, good luck. Yeah, good luck, Eric. Yeah, have fun.
And that's
yeah.
Jay finishing the jokes. You know how he did that at the beginning where he'd like have hand gestures? It wouldn't just be the punchline of the joke. It would be like, move my hands around. Yeah.
What was fascinating is when they would show Branford Marsalis not laughing, behind him was Kevin Eubanks playing guitar. Still back then, he was playing the guitar. But
and
not
a different
laughing.
Drummer, right? A different drummer. They don't have that.
He marches to the beat of a different drummer.
No, but they have
Stone
a different
ponies.
Drummer.
According to the First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Socks the Cat gets 200 letters a day. I mean, we live in a free society where nearly half the eligible voters don't even bother going to the polls, but 200 people a day find time to write to the president's cat. What is that all about? Hillary also said the White House employs a guy to answer mail pretending to be the cat. How badly do you have to screw up in the administration to get stuck with this job?
That was funny.
Larry liked it.
That was funny.
Whoa.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
You stink like my butt.
Much better assessment.
Here you go, Mike. Here's your script.
Thank you.
This is from today's USA Today. I've not read this. The Fuhrer, the Dean of Our Lady of
Nazi Useless Information. Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information.
University. Says it's a page turner.
Huh. Oh, goody.
And I always trust Rob, as his students do. So now, as we do on most Wednesdays, from the pages of USA Today, the nation's newspaper.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
The final word by Craig Wilson. Think outside the gift box when it comes to taste.
So here we are. Back in the thick of the holiday shopping season again. And so soon. Weren't we just here a couple of months ago?
I'm not ready.
Are you doing the guy from Project Runway,
right? I'm trying. I'm not there yet.
There are people, I suppose, already bragging they've all their Christmas shopping done. I personally do not know any such person, but if I did, I'd avoid it, boy.
How can you warm up to someone? How can you warm up to someone who has bought everything, wrapped everything, and sent out all his cards before December 1st. I'm always curious what these people do the rest of the season. Enjoy themselves?
How odd.
I don't even know you. Who are you?
I'm one of the hosts of Project Runway, and I'm a very popular designer.
Well, I'm still Craig Wilson Boy. I do not have all of my Christmas shopping done.
Don Geronimo does.
He's a man's man. I'll tell you something about him. I'm going off script now.
Off script, very dangerous.
Women want to be with him. Men want to be like him.
Certainly.
I do not have all of my Christmas shopping done. In fact, I don't have any of my Christmas shopping done. I don't have a clue where I'm getting anyone. Not a clue.
I was hoping Letitia Baldridge might be able to help me out. Baldridge, the manners maven, whose claim to fame was serving as Jackie Kennedy's social secretary, was talking to a group the other day about her newest book, Taste, Acquiring What Money Can't Buy.
I love that voice.
Thank you.
I was intrigued by the title. Look, I had to promote the belief you can give something useful to a loved one and not spend a ton of money in the process. I went in search of tips.
No one knows anything about taste, Baldridge started out, but most people think they have it, even if they don't.
In the course of an hour, she consented that good taste. She consented that good... She consented.
Conceded.
She conceded. Where are my glasses? Where are my spectacles? I'm sorry.
She's conceited, like me. I'm sorry, it's another form of conceited.
Look at that font. In the course of an hour, she conceded that good taste was lost. Because these days, it's gone. And said it has to come from inside somewhere. It's not a matter of money. It's something basic. And the heart. It has to be there.
Good manners were good taste, she said. Being thoughtful was good taste. Being kind to your family was good taste.
Good grief.
Nice thoughts, but they didn't help me with my shopping dilemma.
I come from a more is more family.
Mm-hmm.
With my mother. With my mother, for instance, by the line that my presence in her living room on Christmas morning was better than any present I could bring her?
Not in a million years.
Like any self-respecting woman, she'd be looking over my shoulder, searching for a box that was not only beautifully wrapped, but also filled with something ridiculously expensive. I suspect Baldridge might call this bad taste. I call it reality boy.
In the end, good taste or bad taste is in the eye of the beholder. And fortunately, the world is filled with all kinds of tastes and many points of view, writes interior designer Bunny Williams in her new book, Point of View, 3 decades of decorating elegant and comfortable houses.
I like the way Ms. Williams thinks. She leaves the door open a little bit. She's pragmatic.
Which door?
She knows one man's corduroy can be another man. What is that word?
Chintz.
What's chintz?
It's a fabric, boy.
Well, I don't know.
It's a delightful fabric.
She knows that one man's corduroy can be another man's chintz.
I'm not a fool, though. Just as good fences make good neighbors, good presents make good sons.
I'll be out there shopping with the rest of you this weekend, spending money I don't have on presents people don't need and most likely will not like.
An ancient Christmas tradition. Thank you.
I love the new voice that you're bringing to this feature, Mike.
Well, I'd love everyone to watch me on Project Runway. I give all the girls the right pieces of advice, and I'm just very sad that nowhere in that column was the word my partner, Jack. I was seeking it out.
But I was the winner because I got to mention my mother.
Mother is there, yes. It has to be a mention of one's mother, or a mention of my partner, Jack, or a partner mention of the dog, Murphy. But Murphy's dead, so now it's another dog.
It's our dog, Flopsy.
Flopsy. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Most definitely a good night.
Our dog, Jenkum.
Our dog, Jenkum. Jenkum the collie. Stop rubbing your butt along the carpet, please.
Where Excuse me. Do you think this is Britney Spears' house?
Jenkum! Jenkum, you sit down here right now.
You have to be very careful when he gives the command. Jenkum, come.
Good boy. Good boy. Here's a treat.
Now, where is Daddy's bended straw?
Jenkum, have you been chewing on the straw again?
No, I was, never mind. I was thinking of something totally different.
I hope everyone saw me this week on Regis and Kathy Lee. I was wonderful. I helped all the audience participants with their style.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
And who brings us the news?
Being careful, it's very important to me.
That's right.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Yeah, well,
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Congratulations to the one who doesn't have the herpes.
You know, that's almost a little Al Gore-ish as well.
Yeah. That's because Al Gore speaks more like this. Mm-hmm. And you have not taken the opportunity to compliment me on my Nobel Peace Prize.
And that, of course, is similar to that NASCAR hick. That guy,
Hi, this is Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
I'm happy with our race car. I think our race car is going to do just fine this weekend.
Mike, in some weird world, that is just a few degrees away from Jerry Jones.
Hi, this is Jerry Jones. I'm really. How about them Cowboys? We're going to womp up on the Packers this Thursday night, week after Turkey Day. Come on now, let's go. How about that blue star?
You know, that's like an evolutionary chart right there. So it starts.
And you had it in ascending order of maleness, too.
So it starts with Jerry Jones.
It starts at the bottom. It starts with the guy from Project Runway who talks like this. We're very excited to be on the Martha Stewart Show again.
Then to Al Gore.
I just want to say I hope someone is going to correct me when I make a mistake when I'm talking about global warming.
Michael Waltrip.
I'm very excited about this race car. This race car is tuned up super nice for this coming race.
And then finally.
I want to say go Cowboys. Go Cowboys. Jerry Jones, old yellow teeth.
With that stupid Pepsi commercial. I know we've talked about it a lot. The fa.
You know something? When the game gets close in the fourth quarter, I leave my owner's box and I come right down on the sidelines, and I prowl it just like a panther, back and forth. I shouldn't say a panther. I prowl it like a cowboy. Yes, sirree. Old yellow teeth.
Yeller.
That's me. Are you yeller?
Jerry, do you realize that in our evolutionary chart of voice, you are just 4 degrees away from the guy on Project Runway?
You calling me gay? How dare ye? Yeah, about them Cowboys. Who's going to win that game? I know you're a Packer fan.
Packers.
Packers all the way? Not a chance.
Packers.
Tony Romo.
The Fudge Packers and Tony Homo.
Tony Homo, how dare ye? I'm excited about the Cowboys. I ain't yellow.
Okay, now back to the Waltrip guy.
I just want to say these race cars are finely tuned, and I think that they're going to really race well this weekend. I wish all the drivers the very best of luck.
Al Gore?
Global warming is something that we have to really realize is a significant problem in America, and I'm very happy to highlight the problems for the American citizenry.
Our new Craig Wilson reader, Project Runway.
All right, now we're very excited about going on Martha Stewart. I have to lose the Southern accent. Mm-hmm. I don't have a trace of a Southern accent, but it sounds now like I do. So it has to move away from the Southern accent and realize that I don't have it any longer. Martha, these are the most wonderful gingerbread cakes you've ever made. Delicious frosting. May I frost the gingerbread cakes?
Please, Buzz. Buzz.
Yes.
We have news, correct?
Yes, we do.
We do.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hell no, I am.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.